multi-strategy horned lizard optimization algorithm for complex optimization and advanced feature selection problems. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Alex Jonassy. If you hike the deserts of the American Southwest or walk the highlands of Mexico, you've got a decent chance of encountering a horned lizard. But it's very unlikely that you'll have any idea that it's there. You won't see it, but it'll see you. You see, the horned lizard is a master of camouflage. It's wide and flat, its back looks like a speckled rock, and it can change pigment slightly based on temperature. It's got a grainy, almost crusty quality to its skin that allows it to blend right in with sand or desert soil. But camouflage is only part of its defense strategy. It's also fast and nimble. And, oh yeah, it can shoot blood from its eyes. Fun. The horned lizard is such an odd specimen that it has inspired its own optimization algorithm, aptly named the Horned Lizard Optimization Algorithm, HLOA. And in today's paper, the authors try to improve on it. Their version, called the Multi-Strategy Horned Lizard Optimization Algorithm, MHLOA, adds a local escaping operator, orthogonal learning, and rhyme-based diversification in an attempt to escape local optima and improve convergence. On today's episode, we'll walk through how traditional HLOA works, its shortcomings, and what MHLOA does differently. Let's jump in. First, let's talk about the types of problems that HLOA is designed to solve. Let's say you have a massive dataset with hundreds of features and you want to build a predictive model. For example, you have a dataset of customer shopping habits and you want a model that can predict which product someone is likely to buy next. Well, you could throw all the features into a classifier and hope for the best, or painstakingly test different subsets by hand. But things would be a lot faster and more efficient if you had a way to automatically search for the most informative feature combinations. That's where HLOA comes in. It allows you to explore the space of feature subsets intelligently and converge on those that give you high accuracy with minimal complexity. In other words, it's all about feature selection, making it better and faster. Whether you're tuning a machine learning pipeline or optimizing parameters in a simulation, HLOA gives you a framework to conduct your search. So how does HLOA work exactly? Well, let's come back to the horned lizard itself, the animal. The algorithm treats each candidate solution in the search space as a lizard and simulates how they adapt, evade, and optimize their survival. The goal is to mimic how the real animal defends itself, and, as I mentioned earlier, that's not just through one behavior, but a sequence of adaptations that work together to escape predators. These biological defenses become mathematical strategies for escaping poor solutions and converging toward optimal ones. The first behavior it simulates is crypsis, aka camouflage. This is modeled in HLOA by having the lizards move towards promising areas of the search space without making abrupt changes. Next comes the skin pigmentation changes. In HLOA, agents with low fitness scores secrete more hormone, which nudges them to explore alternative paths. If the hormone level is low, the agent has good fitness, it continues along its current course. If it's high, it gets redirected using a random perturbation based on the positions of better performing agents. Then there's the blood squirting mechanism. In the algorithm, this is represented as a projectile motion strategy. When an agent is stuck or in a high-pressure zone, analogous to being cornered by a predator, it launches itself across the search space with a trajectory modeled on physical projectile equations. This jump lets the algorithm explore distant regions and leap out of a local minimum. The equations take into account the agent's current position, the global best, and an angle of launch, allowing controlled but significant shifts in search space exploration. Finally, HLOA includes evasive movement, representing the lizard's last-ditch zigzag running behavior. In the algorithm, this is captured using stochastic updates that mix global and local search directions. Random walk terms modulated by Cauchy-distributed noise simulate unpredictable scrambling. These movements help keep the algorithm from falling into repetitive patterns and add diversity to the population, especially in late stages when other methods might stall. Together, these strategies make HLOA a rich, multi-layered approach. It's commonly used to select compact, high-performing feature subsets in classification tasks and to optimize continuous functions in engineering and scientific domains. It's quite popular among data scientists working on medical datasets and researchers tackling high-dimensional benchmark problems. So what's the issue? Why do the authors think this needs to change at all? Well, unfortunately, the original HLOA has two major flaws. First, it has slow convergence, especially in complex landscapes where the optimal region is small or narrow. That means the algorithm takes too long to zero in on the best solution. Second, and more critically, it has a tendency to prematurely converge to local optima. The core update mechanisms, the camouflage and blood squirting, lack sufficient diversity in late-stage searches, causing the population to cluster around suboptimal regions and stagnate. In other words, once it finds a decent solution, it often gets comfortable there and fails to keep looking for something better. These are not two problems you want to commingle. If an algorithm is slow to converge but accurate, it's still useful for offline tasks where runtime isn't critical, like genome analysis or design simulations. If an algorithm is fast but prematurely converges, you might still want it for quick approximations, exploratory modeling, or hyperparameter tuning under tight deadlines. When it has both these issues at the same time, that's a problem, one you'll want to solve. And that's what the authors are trying to do. Their solution, multi-strategy HLOA, introduces three key enhancements: local escaping operator, orthogonal learning, and rhyme-based diversification, that together make the algorithm more nimble, more diverse, and better at escaping traps without losing speed. Each of these enhancements targets a specific shortcoming in the original algorithm. Let's walk through them. The local escaping operator, LEO, is introduced to address the stagnation problem. It enables individual solutions to escape local optima through guided randomness. It does this by constructing new candidate solutions from a blend of the best-known solution, two randomly selected individuals, and a freshly generated random vector. Each element in this blend is scaled by random weights and adaptive coefficients to maintain a balance between disruption and refinement. LEO is activated probabilistically on only a subset of the population at each iteration. This ensures that not all agents are perturbed simultaneously. By using both exploitation of known good solutions and injection of variation, LEO helps the algorithm explore new areas of the search space without sacrificing the gains already made. The orthogonal learning, OL, strategy enhances the intensification, the fine-tuning, phase by systematically exploring combinations of solution components. Instead of modifying all parameters simultaneously or randomly, OL builds a structured matrix, an orthogonal array, that defines specific configurations to test. This ensures wide and representative sampling of the search space. Each configuration is evaluated for its fitness contribution, and factor-level analysis is used to identify the most influential settings for each decision variable. This targeted refinement helps the algorithm converge faster and more reliably by directing the search toward component-wise improvements rather than relying solely on full vector updates. Rhyme diversification is adapted from the rhyme optimization algorithm and is used to increase population diversity, particularly when convergence stalls. It models a process akin to hard rhyme formation in meteorology, where particles are selectively restructured based on condensation dynamics. In MHLOA, this translates to reassigning positions of underperforming agents based on their normalized fitness scores and proximity to better solutions. Agents with low relative fitness are probabilistically repositioned using directional vectors derived from top-performing individuals, introducing controlled diversity. This not only helps prevent overcrowding in specific regions of the search space, but also nudges the population into less explored, potentially more promising zones, extending the algorithm's global search capabilities. To test their new algorithm, the authors ran it on two types of problems: synthetic benchmarks and real-world feature selection tasks. For the synthetic side, they used 12 functions from the CEC 2022 optimization suite. Each was designed to challenge an algorithm's ability to balance exploration and exploitation in high-dimensional spaces. On the practical side, they applied it to 14 datasets from the UCI Machine Learning Repository, focusing on how well it could select small, high-performing subsets of features for classification. In both cases, MHLOA was compared to baselines like GWO, HHO, WOA, RIME, and, of course, traditional HLOA. Across the board, it consistently outperformed these methods in terms of classification accuracy, convergence stability, and the ability to reduce feature set size without sacrificing performance. So what can we learn from this paper? Narrowly, it shows us that if you're working with large, noisy, or high-dimensional datasets, MHLOA might be worth consideration. It's robust, tunable, and resistant to the pitfalls of its predecessor. But more broadly, this work illustrates how combining multiple targeted strategies, each addressing a different limitation, can produce meaningfully better results than just tweaking an existing method. In other words, the paper's real contribution isn't just a better version of HLOA, it's a template for how to systematically upgrade algorithms by isolating and methodically attacking their weaknesses. If you're working on feature selection, metaheuristics, or high-dimensional optimization, then I'd highly recommend that you download the paper. The PDF includes the full pseudocode, detailed formulations for each behavioral strategy, and a breakdown of how the algorithm integrates LEO, OL, and RIME. If you want to study the architecture closely or adapt parts of it for your own work, then make sure you give it a download. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. This episode was performed by myself, Alex Jonassy. It was written by Malcolm Diggs and produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. That's all for now. I'll see you next time.